Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 678, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for the Chayalim. We pray for all of Am Yisrael around the world. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Hellman of the Young Israel of Brookline in Boston, Massachusetts, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Hellman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Hellman will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach v'cholim for those desperately in need of a refuah. And Rabbi Hellman will pause for about 30 seconds, that would be a very long Mishaberach, 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link being ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hellman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It is always my honor to be on the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call. And it is a great chizuk. It's a source of inspiration for me to join with so many people to share Divrei Torah and then to take Tehillim and Daven together. In capturing one of the great paradoxes of our lives as Ovdei Hashem, those who serve God, the Gemara in the Masechet Megillah quotes Rabbi Yochanan as teaching, Kol makom shatamotze gedulaso, or some have the text, gvuraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the Torah expressing or describing Hashem's greatness, His vastness, His power, His might, sham atamotze anvesanuso, there you will also find a description of Hashem's humility, of His ability to humble Himself and lower Himself to those beneath Him. And as a source for this teaching, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from this week's Parsha. The Torah in our Parsha describes Hashem as Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei HaElokim VaAdonei HaAdonim. Hashem is the God of all gods, the Master of all masters, HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora. The God who is great, who is mighty, who is awesome. Hashem is so powerful, so vast, so holy, so beyond us, so different from us, and seemingly distant from us. And yet, the very next pasuk continues, Osa Mishpat Yasom V'Amana. God is the one who fights for justice for the orphan and widow. Va'ohe Ger, the one who loves and is connected to, concerned for the stranger. Laseislo lechem esimla, to provide food and clothing for those who need it. The Torah stresses that despite Hashem's vastness, power, might, loftiness, Hashem is connected to this world. Hashem cares, Hashem loves, and in particular, Hashem is concerned for those who are weakest, defenseless, those who are the most different from Him. It is not just that despite Hashem's gedulah, despite His greatness, He is also an anav, He is also humble. But rather that is the greatest expression, source of His greatness, that He can reach down to the depths, that there is no place, no person that He cannot touch, that He does not care for, that He is not watching over. And this fundamental idea, this fundamental belief, is embedded in the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei, which uses the phrase from our parsha, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora. When we begin Shemona Esrei, the first half of the opening bracha stresses and makes us realize that we are standing before the God of all gods, the master of the universe, the creator of the world. We refer to Hashem as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, the God who is great, powerful, awesome, Kel El Yon, the most lofty God. He is in the highest levels of heaven. We have to realize who we are speaking before to have the right, the proper amount of awe, of respect, of seriousness. But then also we immediately say, and that God, he is the one who is also Gomel Chasadim Tovim Bekonei Hakol, who performs deeds of loving kindness, who is the creator, the one who cares for all, for every creature, for every person, certainly for every Jew. V'zocher chasdei avos, the God in heaven is the one who descended and made a covenant, who is in relationship with the Jewish people, who remembers the merits of our ancestors. U'mevi goel livnei v'nehem, l'man shmo bi'ahava. And he will redeem us with love. He loves us. No matter how far he is close. That is the greatness of Hashem. Komachem shetamote gedulaso, shama tamote amvistanuso. A person should never think Hashem does not care. Hashem is not concerned with me, with my deeds, with my fate, with my suffering. A person should never think, what do I matter? I am insignificant. I am small. I am not worthy of Hashem's attention. Hashem knows, Hashem cares, Hashem loves, Hashem is connected to every creature, every person, and especially every Jew. That is the essence of Rav Yochanan's teaching. And that is what Chazal embedded in the opening bracha of Shemona Esrei. When we stand before Hashem, we are on the one hand to remember that he is so holy, so vast, so great, and yet despite that, he is so close, listening to every word we say. He watches over us. He cares for us. He loves us. And he will redeem us. Hopefully this idea will add kavana, add meaning, add inspiration to our davening, whether the words of Shemona Esrei or the prayers that come out of our hearts, that we say in our hearts. And in that merit, Hashem should find our prayers meritorious. The phrase in this bracha of Shemona Esrei should be fulfilled. Mevi goel livnei v'nehem l'man shmo bi'ahava. Hashem, with his infinite divine love, he should bring redemption to his children, to every individual, redemption for any struggle that a particular person is facing, anyone on this call, or any other member of the Jewish people. And Hashem should bring redemption to the entire Jewish people, to Am Yisrael, in Israel, and throughout the entire world. We'll now continue with the recitation of the Tehillim, holding in our hearts and our minds, davening for every member of the Jewish people. Beginning with Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. L'natzeach mizmor le'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Azrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotacha V'olachtacha Yedash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chebavecha V'chol Atzachtacha Yimalei, Niranana Bishuatacha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Atayadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kasho B'gzuros Yesha Yimino, Eila varecha, ve'eila vasusim, va'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nafkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshia, hamelach yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le'David, Adonai roi lo echzar, v'nosdesha yarbiseini almei menuchos yinahaleini, Nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'mazli tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit tamavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yenachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorarai. Yishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya. Achtova chesed yirtefuni kol yemei chayai vishavti beveis Adonai leorech yamin. Tehillim kuf chafalot. Shir lamalot, etaynai el haharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim va'aret al yitain lamot raglacha al yanum shamrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tfilecha al yad yaminecha. Yomam Hashem ashlo yaketa v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tseitacha uvoecha. Me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim kuf lamed. Shir hamalos, mimam makim. Brasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tiena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivasa nafshi v'lid baro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus, v'hu yisas Yisrael. Mikol avonosav. Tehillim kufmem faith. Maskil le'David, b'yoso b'me'ara sifila. Koli el Adonai edat, koli el Adonai eskanan. Eshvok lefanav sichi, tarasi lefanav ahid, v'hifateif alai ruchi, v'tayadata nesivasi. V'orachzu ahalich, tamnu fachli. Habeit yamin ra'ei, ve'ein li mahir. Avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Da'afti elecha Adonai amarti atah machti, helki be'eret ha'chayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi ma'od, hatzileni me'rodpai ki amstu mimeni. Hotziya mimazger nafshi lehodos ashamachta, v'yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol Allah. Now the recitation of Achinu. Achinu kol beit Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya haumdim bein mayam ubein vayabasha hamachol mirachim aleihem liyotziyem mitzara lervacha meachela laorel mishibu bagula hasha bagala v'zman kariv v'nomar amen. And for my brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present one have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. And now we're citing Yishe Berach for Chayalei Tzahal, davening for the success and safety for all those fighting on behalf of Israel and the Jewish people. Yishe Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon. Alvim Amishmar Tainu Bare Eloheinu, Mikvol Halvanon, Ba'ad Midbar Mithraim, Umenayam Hagadol Adaboha Araba, Uvachomachom Shehem, Ba'abasha, Ba'avir Uvayam. Itain Adonai Todeinu, Hakamim Aleinu, Nigafim Mishnayam, Hakadosh Baruchu Yishmor, Vyatil, Chayaleinu, Mikol, Sarabas, Dukam, Mikonego, Mahala, Yishvach, Rachava, Sokaba, Homa, Seidehem. Yabir Todeinu, Tachayam, Vyatrain, the Chester, Yeshua, Uvateras, Nisachon, Yikuyam behemathasuv ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olechim achem lehilachim achem imoideichem lehoshia eschem v'nomar amein. And now we're thanking Yishe Berach for those still held in captivity davening for their protection and well-being and for their speedy release or rescue. Yishe Berach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yakov v'yotzich Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo. Yivarech v'yishmor v'yitzor et nedrei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav et kol achinu hanesunim batzara u'vashivya b'avor shekol ha'kahal ha'kadosh hazeh mitzala b'avuram. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachumim aleihem v'yotziyem mechoshech v'tzomavet u'mostroseyem yinateik u'mesukoseyem yoshiyem v'yoshiveim mehera l'cheik mishvachoseyem. Yodu Adonai Chastov v'niflosav u'vnei Adam v'ikuyam v'hem mikra shekasu. Uftuyei Adonai Yishuvun uvos yom v'rina V'simchat olam arosham satson v'simchat yasigu v'nasu yagom v'anacha v'nomar amen. And now the Mishaberach for Cholim, the prayer for those in need of healing. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov Moshe v'Aharon David Shlomo v'yivarech v'yirafe et. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem L'Hachlimam Rachotam L'Hachazikam L'Hachayotam V'Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Ivarem L'Chol Gideyem B'Soch Sha'ar Choli Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta Bagala V'Zvan Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hellman. Great to have you back on the program, and we look forward to having you once again, doing in Yiras Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a wonderful, beautiful Shabbat.